Rahul Gandhi has done it yet again. He has allowed his desire to be heard by an international audience to seek validation from international audience to overpower, to overcome the need for smart domestic politics. In a recent virtual interaction with US Undersecretary of State and Harvard University Professor Nicholas Burns, Rahul Gandhi essentially criticized the current democratic setup in the country. It questioned the capture of all institutions and also questioned the US silence over what was happening in India. Now, what is wrong with it, one might ask, but just picture this. The top leader, the face of the main opposition party in the country at a time when there are hotly contested elections on, uses an international platform, talks to a foreigner to question democracy in his country and asks for international intervention. This when leaders spend a lot of energy to try and fend off any international intervention, any involvement by a third party when it comes to domestic matters in the country. Now, this isn't the first time that Rahul Gandhi is doing it. Way back in 2009, Rahul Gandhi, who was then an MP from Amethi, had told the then British Foreign Secretary David Miliband when they were visiting a Dalit village that this is what real India is. Well, as if there is nothing more to India than raw misery. Now, this sort of reminds me of the kind of tactics, the kind of approach Congress politicians like Manishankar Iyer have adopted. Remember once Manishankar Iyer, you know, during a panel discussion on a Pakistani news channel, had sought the removal of the Modi government, drawing much flak. Anybody who understands any degree of politics should know that Manishankar Iyer should be absolutely nobody's inspiration, leave alone that of the leader of the primary opposition party in the country. Now, let's talk a little bit about Rahul Gandhi's obsession to seek foreign validation, to talk on platforms which, perhaps are international, where he opens up, and yet why do they have bad repercussions domestically? Whether or not we like it, Narendra Modi has changed the rules of the game. You are essentially attacking a prime minister, attacking India, attacking the idea, the way democracy in India is functioning now. When you're faced with an opposition, when you're faced with a leader who has made this glorified idea of nationalism the fulcrum of his politics, and he's been able to sell that to the voter. So the minute you question that nationalism, the minute you question how India is functioning now, what you're essentially telling your voter is that, look, your leader, your prime minister is not good enough and you need international involvement. We need to talk to an international audience to say that. And that is not something Rahul Gandhi can possibly sell to the voter. It's only likely to boomerang. Just look at a few examples ahead of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, when Narendra Modi made Balakot a very key poll of his election campaign. Rahul Gandhi kept questioning that theory and then kept questioning the abilities of the Chowkidar, which of course he was referring to the prime minister, by attacking him on the Rafale deal. The results, of course, are there for everybody to see. In the current scenario, what he is doing is that when elections are on, and I'm talking about the Nick Burns interview, that when elections are on, he's telling his voters in India, who actually is the constituency that he should be most concerned about, that, look, I'm talking to an international audience and I'm telling them that they should interfere, the US should interfere and solve internal matters of the country. Now, that, as I said, is only likely to backfire for the Congress. But why does Rahul Gandhi constantly feel the need for this validation? And this, a lot of Congress leaders in private have told me that they feel, they themselves have advised him against it, but he doesn't seem to listen. It's perhaps because, as impolite as it might sound, nobody in India, not many in India at least, take Rahul Gandhi seriously. The voters don't take him very seriously. His domestic audiences don't take him seriously. But it is the international platforms, where he feels he gets validation, where he gets a few pats on the back. For him, this fawning by intellectuals who are international, who are foreigners, is more important, or perhaps gives him as much of a kick as that extra vote in the EVM gives to other politicians. And this is where Rahul Gandhi's approach is flawed. What is important for him is to be able to resurrect the party internally, is to be able to course correct as far as the Congress is concerned and make the Congress a formidable opposition, something that it has completely forgotten to do ever since Narendra Modi stormed to power in 2014. There is absolutely nothing brave about using an international platform to criticize your country on what you think is wrong, but there is every bit of bravery in reviving your party and being able to take down the Goliath, which of course the BJP has now become. Rahul Gandhi unfortunately operates at some esoteric level where he believes that what he thinks and what he wants is the only correct way to go forward. It's his roadmap which is correct, and he also believes that winning or losing elections is not important. That unfortunately is an absolutely flawed approach to take in any democracy, where winning an election is absolutely crucial to any political party, and any Congress leader worth their salt will say that nobody wants to be in a party which is constantly losing elections. But through his interviews to, say, Nicholas Burns, or through what he told Midland, what Rahul Gandhi tries to tell the domestic audience is that it doesn't matter whether or not I lose or win elections. I will, what he considers the truth is what he will speak without caring about domestic repercussions. But by doing this, it's not India that he's letting down on international platforms, and that I think is a flawed criticism. Who he's letting down is every single Congress leader and worker and every dedicated Congress voter. And that is something Rahul Gandhi ought to understand. For more, you can log on to our website, theprint.in, to read my column, Politics.